This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
President Biden in London.
The bulk of this trip is about the war in Ukraine.
Torrential downpour.
We got an entire summer's worth of rain in an afternoon.
Trial over Aretha Franklin's will.
A handwritten document was found in a cabinet, another in a couch.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Vicky Barker in London with the CBS World News Roundup. Greeted by British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at number 10 Downing Street.
Great pleasure to have you here.
It's good to be back.
The two men met for less than an hour ahead of tomorrow's big NATO summit in Vilnius, Lithuania. And a CBS White House correspondent, Weijia Jiang, reports this meeting likely foreshadowed that summit.
Allied divisions over the war in Ukraine are set to take front and center at the summit as President Biden defends his decision to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine.
It was a very difficult decision on my part.
A weapon opposed by human rights groups and banned by over 100 countries. One line the president doesn't seem ready to cross is the push to allow Ukraine to join NATO.
I don't think it's ready for membership in NATO. If the war is going on, then we're all in the war. You know, we're at war with Russia.
From the war in Ukraine to the war on climate change. That's the focus of President Biden's meeting with King Charles at Windsor Castle before flying to the Vilnius summit later today. Steve?
And Vicky, there's news from the Kremlin this morning. CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us about a meeting involving Russian President Vladimir Putin after the uprising by a mercenary group.
A Kremlin spokesman says Putin met with Wagner leader Yevgeny Prigozhin for 3 hours in late June, and Wagner military commanders were also present. The meeting took place at the Kremlin. Prigozhin's mutiny stemmed from his long-running criticism of Russia's top military brass. His whereabouts are still unknown.
Well, storms that battered the east left some travelers stranded. This man in Philadelphia stuck at the airport trying to get home to Miami.
There are no hotel rooms available. There were no rental cars available.
Thousands of others encountered trouble because of flooded roads from Pennsylvania to New Hampshire. At least one death in New York is blamed on the weather. CBS's Errol Barnett reports some places got a summer's worth of rain in a matter of hours.
Oh, my God.
Floodwaters rushed through the streets of Highland Falls, New York, Sunday after torrential downpours dumped at least 8 inches of rain in the area. Neighborhood blocks here turned into rivers. First responders rescuing dozens of people by boat. Similar scenes playing out across the Northeast. Roads and bridges buckling under the weight of water in Norfolk, Connecticut.
The bridge on our property, it's basically floating on the water right now. 3 or 4 more inches, the bridge will be gone.
Water, mud, and fallen trees have left train tracks either submerged or impassable, disrupting hundreds of thousands of commuters trekking to New York City this morning.
12 homes in Rolling Hills Estates south of Los Angeles were evacuated because of landslide danger. Cracks were spotted forming on at least one property. Some homes appeared to be leaning. It's a blistering summer in the Southwest. The National Weather Service has recorded 9 straight days of temperatures above 110 in Arizona. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says there's no relief in sight.
It is just going to get worse and worse as the week goes on, as highs crescendo into the upper 110s, if not flirting with 120.
The longest stretch above 110 in Arizona was 18 consecutive days in 1974. Well, now to Camp Pendleton, California, where a U.S. Marine is in custody in connection with a 14-year-old girl who had been reported missing. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
A representative for the base said a Marine with Combat Logistics Battalion 5, 1st Marine Logistics Group, was questioned after a female minor was found in the barracks. According to the timeline from the San Diego County Sheriff's Department, the 14-year-old ran away from home on June 9th, and the teen was found on June 28th.
She was found in the barracks by military police.
A woman who claims to be a relative of the 14-year-old girl posted her concerns on TikTok. She claims the girl was being brought on base for sex and blames Camp Pendleton's security procedures. CBS News was unable to reach her for comment and cannot verify her claims.
This is upsetting and absolutely unacceptable.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Police in Cleveland are still looking to make an arrest after the shooting early yesterday morning that left 9 people wounded. Police Captain Wayne Drummond says it happened just as nightclubs in the city's warehouse district were closing up.
We had officers assigned here. This is part of their detail. A very visible presence of officers, but yet this individual decided to use that weapon and shoot individuals, even with our officers here.
There's a manhunt in northwest Pennsylvania for a murder suspect who used bed sheets to escape from a jail. State Police Lieutenant George Bivens says Michael Burham is a dangerous man.
Burham is a self-taught survivalist with military reserve experience. We believe he has previously prepared to conceal himself in the woods.
Overseas, 6 people were killed by a man with a knife at a kindergarten in southeastern China. One report says the child of the 25-year-old suspect had been hit by a car driven by one of his victims. Back here at home, a trial's getting underway today outside Detroit. It's about the estates of the Queen of Soul.
Aretha Franklin died in 2018 at the age of 76. A jury will decide which of 2 handwritten wills found at her home should control the singer's estate. One of Franklin's sons says a 2010 document should mainly control the estate. 2 others say it should be a 2014 will that was found under couch cushions. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Comedian Sarah Silverman and 2 authors are suing Meta and OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, alleging copyright infringement. They say her book, titled The Bedwetter, was used without consent to train artificial intelligence chatbots. Doug Morrell is a First Amendment lawyer.
If you have a novel that is not in the public domain, people like SparkNotes or CliffsNotes would have had to obtain a license in order to summarize.
The action seeks unspecified money damages on behalf of a nationwide class of copyright owners whose works were allegedly used.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
There's a push for the government to look into what some kids are drinking.
If you don't know who Logan Paul is, your kids probably do. Just check in to see if they're drinking the influencer's energy drink called Prime. Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the FDA to look into the drink, which has the caffeine of 6 Coke cans or about 2 Red Bulls.
Kids see it on their phones as they scroll. The product has so much caffeine in it that it puts Red Bull to shame.
Prime advertises itself as zero sugar and vegan. The drink comes in neon-colored cans. It's been banned in some schools in the UK and Australia. Matt Piper, CBS News.
On Valentine's Day, 1904, someone checked out a book on electricity from the library in New Bedford, Massachusetts. A curator of rare books in West Virginia found it recently and returned it. After 119 years, it's in good condition. That's the roundup. For Vicky Barker in London, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.